Brings us to Joe Fisher.
Not looking for work.
Not Jeff Fisher either. What's going on, Joe?
How you guys doing?
Good. Basketball starts tonight for the men with an exhibition game at home.
Looking forward to it. It's always fun to see them for the first time and kind of get a look at, certainly everybody's excited to get a look at John Jenkins and see how he's going to fit into all this. We play Alabama Huntsville tonight, and another thing I like is, you know, a few years ago you would see these exhibition games against Marathon Oil or Sports Reach or, you know, a long list, and that's fine. But I think when you play a real team, that it would mean a lot for them to win the game. I think it adds a little bit to it. And you could bet Alabama Huntsville this would mean a lot to them if they could find a way to win this game, even if it's just an exhibition. But it'll be interesting to see a couple of things with Vanderbilt tonight. One, how much A.J. Ogilvy will play after the concussion. You know, he's back, and don't really think that's a big issue, but he's probably not nearly 100% in terms of, you know, his practice time and being up to full strength. So we'll be curious to see how he plays tonight. But also all these rotations that Kevin Stallings has an opportunity to try. Guys that played some sparingly last year are probably going to play more this year. Guys like Charles Hinkle, who have looked very good in preseason practice, Darshall McClellan, even Jordan Smart, guys like that are going to figure into this. So Vanderbilt will have a decided advantage in depth and in size tonight against the Chargers. They're going to want to push the basketball. You'll see probably a lot of rotations in personnel, but really looking forward to it.
In ESPN Magazine, Jeffrey Taylor got some pub in a conversation about guys they called Swiss Army knife type guys who can do a little bit of everything. You kind of agree with that assessment as far as what his role will be for this team?
Well, being from Sweden, that certainly fits.
Yeah, I thought that was a fitting, right?
No, really, Jeffrey's the kind of guy that you could see it a couple of times last year, even as a freshman. There were times when he felt like maybe he needed to take things on his back. I think I've yet to see him come across somebody that one-on-one could keep him from getting to the basket. Now, he might not always finish it, but he's a strong, strong leaper. His shot has gotten better. His outside shot, I think, is better. And I think that's another thing that's going to factor into what you'll see tonight and what you'll see through the course of this season. Kevin Stallings has talked about it. One of the exciting points of this is it appears that these guys have all gotten better, you know, during the off season, not only bigger and stronger, but just better as basketball players. And so, if that's the case, you can I think understand why he's quite excited about what might be coming up.
Joe, go ahead, Kev.
I was going to say the game time for the Tennessee game a week from Saturday will be 6 o'clock over in Knoxville, which is going to make for some interesting travel for you as you get set to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, I was really pulling for that 11 o'clock game selfishly. But 6 o'clock on ESPNU up in Knoxville, and then we'll fly out about 12 hours later out of Nashville. But we'll take care of things one thing at a time. That's all we can do. I just don't need a triple overtime. Unless we win, then that'll be fine.
Joe, real quickly, Kentucky could be coming in here a lot healthier. Rich Brooks, optimistic that running back Derek Locke and their big playmaker Randall Cobb could be returning from injury.
As well as Hartline at quarterback.
Yeah.
So it would figure the timing would be just about right for us the way the season has gone, that those guys would all get healthy, you know, getting ready for this game. Obviously, this game means a lot to them. A win makes them bowl eligible, and you can bet they're focused hard on making that happen. If they get those guys back, it's certainly helpful. Conceivably, we could face, you know, depending on the situation, 3 different Kentucky quarterbacks. So although they don't run a drastically different offense, it does make you prepare for different things.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.